No surprises from the week's crop report, but here in East Central Saskatchewan, cool nights and for many lack of rainfall equates to relatively slow crop development. Although the Richards Mixed Grain and Livestock Farm, a little northwest of Esterhazy, is in pretty good shape.
Start, everything got compressed into the end of April to get going, but it was drier than normal with lower rainfall, so we seeded through areas that we haven't seeded through for probably 10 years, even more. Moisture wasn't bad. These winds have been a challenge, but overall, pretty good spring to seed. We had a couple of nice rains, showers, but overall, yeah, it was good seeding conditions.
Gary Richards describes their approach as a mixture of organic and conventional.
No or minimal till organic. We focus on a lot of soil health on our farm. So we try and minimize tillage. So we're trying to use forage, crop rotation, cattle to do that for our organic grain production.
So Gary and Lynn Richards and family manage about 4,000 acres, including a 500-plus cow-calf operation.
Kept some yearlings, basically replacement heifers, so there's about 150 yearlings. And yeah, we typically run yearlings or else sell calves into the grass market in March. And most of the crops we grow, like I say, are dual purpose. So eventually the cows are going to get something out of those crops, even if we combine them. They're going to have refuse, chaff, and straw to eat. We bunch that into piles and graze it in the winter. Yeah, again, we try and be resilient by having the dual purpose crops.
So what are your pastures like right now?
They're all right. Nice showers, like half an inch here and there. So that helped, and there is moisture. We do lots of planned grazing, so we move cows quite a bit. And by doing that, we try and keep the grass growing ahead of us and behind us.
The three Richards children are happily homeschooled, possibly missing their friends during the pandemic, says their mom, whom we were interested to find out is a girl from Alabama. And she found her way to the Canadian prairies via Africa.
And I went there as a missionary nurse, and honestly, I thought I'd be there the rest of my life. A few months after I was there, I met Gary as a pharmacist, and when I realized that, oh, he's from Saskatchewan, I initially kind of just thought, well, look the other way, because I'm not moving to Saskatchewan. But our relationship grew, and we ended up, after about a year, we got married, and indeed, I did move to Saskatchewan.
Well, thanks to our sponsors like McDonald's Yorkton, we're bringing coffee and muffins as well as giveaways on these trips. Thanks as well to Pathway Supply LP and Value Tire in Yorkton. Also to Murray Arnold of Hammond Realty. Murray, by the way, sponsoring one of our new features, rolling out on the Rock website, On the Land On Demand. On the Land from The Rock, I'm Jack Dawes.